Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, fantastic. Chris, anything more to ask Jake before plug the upcoming shows he's got coming up?
I'd love to come to one of your shows, Jake, and sit there and watch, a proper jiu-jitsu fight, a proper grappling fight. I'd love to do that. So whenever you're
welcome, just drop me a message whenever you're free. Are you both in Wales?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Old Colwyn, just outside of Colwyn Bay, which you know well.
I've only done one in Deeside, which was August 2019, then COVID hit. But I should be back in Deeside when that venue, because I think it's used for vaccinations right now. Once that changes around October time, I should be back early next year. So obviously, I'm just thinking locality for you guys. If you don't mind travelling, then yeah, you're more than welcome. Just drop me a message.
It's not at Deeside Leisure Centre, Jake.
It is where you've
been running it. Yeah. That's cool.
It's only down the road, that, isn't it? I don't mind travelling either, though, to be honest with you.
Right. We'll board the hop. We're not scared.
You might need a couple of passports these days with all the...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, yeah. Yeah.
I've had both jabs and I've had COVID myself, so I'm good now. Nothing can stop me. I'm like RoboCop now. Right, okay. I'm going to get into some comments because we've had a fair few. And for some reason, Albert's called me Christian instead of Chris. So, this is a co-host from another show I do. So I'm glad he knows my name. I'll start him off with Honest Beyond Reasonable.
Anyone see the interview Gary Neville did with AJ? And I think he's obviously talking about Anthony Joshua, but not AJ Styles. Thought it was interesting about when he opened up about Tyson Fury and Warren never disclosing about that Wilder mandatory.
Yeah, I'm a big, massive fan of Gary Neville, not because he's a United player, but I just think he's very down, straight talking, asks the right questions, not hard to reciprocate with the answers to the questions and vice versa. I think boxing is a very, very toxic sport, and that's not me being an MMA guy. As a discipline, it's phenomenal. As a sport, it's in a bad, bad way. And the thing is, everyone's always trying to underhand someone. And the problem you had a couple of years ago, I think it might have been 3 years ago, when you had Wilder signed to Showtime, Fury signed to BT, and AJ signed to Sky Sports, and then the managers on top of that. That was just hell. How they figured out Fury and Wilder was one thing. I don't think Fury's part of BT anymore, if I remember rightly. I think people will try and look like they're trying to make fights happen, but no, they can't, because they don't want to. They want to save face. And Warren is he's been around a long time. Even my uncle has worked with him in the 80s on boxing shows, so he knows the game.
It's just that it happened at the 11th hour. Fury and Joshua is set, and then they've come in. They've bulldozed their way in at the 11th hour, Jake. I was so annoyed. Yeah. Now, obviously, the COVID story going around, but then people are saying that's a load of bollocks in terms of Fury. But yeah, just it's good to see, your psyche from a promoter's standpoint there. What about all the boxing boards as well? I know, do you think it should be streamlined into one? In boxing, Jake, what are your thoughts on that?
Sorry, can you repeat that again? It cut off a little bit.
The different boxing boards, obviously been there for years and years and years. Do you think it should be streamed? Yeah. Should it, in your opinion, should it be streamlined? We've spoken about this many times on the show. How do you feel? What's your opinion on that?
So my dad's always been a boxing fan. He doesn't really understand the MMA side, even though obviously his son's done it and promoted it. And he comes to the shows, he helps out, but he still doesn't understand it. He thinks it's a bit too barbaric for him, and he loves the boxing, which to me is counterproductive.
It's the same boxing sort of thing.
Is more barbaric because it's just constant headshots.
Yeah.
But in relation to WO, IBF, WBC, IBO, etc., yes. Like I say, I think that's where toxic comes from. There's too many people involved. There's too much money involved. And everyone's saying that they're the world champion. How can you have four different world champions? Everyone knows if you say you're the UFC world champion, you are the world champion. If you say that you're the Bellator world champion, yeah, you're the world champion of Bellator, but you're not the world champion of MMA. If you're in the UFC, it's probably more. I think maybe ONE FC might have more of an argument than anyone else right now because of the caliber of fighters they've got coming through. But in relation to when you say the unified champion, they've got all four belts. Is it four? Isn't it WBA, WBO.
Yeah, yeah, and the ring. If you want to count it, which they do make reference to the ring belt, don't they? The ring magazine belt. But
I think obviously there's never going to be down to one because everyone's got their hands somewhere in the pan.
Yeah,
but to me, and it's always followed my dad, is the WBC is the one. That's the world title.
Absolutely. 100%. The green strap's the one.
Absolutely. It's iconic. It's got legacy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you're looking for. Not saying that others haven't. I think if I'm right, the one of the youngest is the IBF or the IBO. I think that was created in the 80s, my dad said, or something along those lines. And that was only created because they couldn't create a matchup. So this guy's like, well, I'm just going to create this belt and do the matchup anyway. So it's all selfish, money hungry. And I guess a lot of sports are, in a certain respect, it just, to me, if you say something's for a world title, like the fact that it's like silver, intercontinental.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a lot of belts.
It's ridiculous. And there's a big gulf in class across those belts, you know, the lower belts, you know, it's crazy. The gulf in class where you got your elite fighters, you know, you got decent fighters, but yeah, it's just too much going on. But as you say, it's years and years and years of history and it's money. It all boils down to the money.
It's all about the money. Right.
And if you look at the crop that came through, and this is no disrespect to the fighters that actually can fight when they finally get up there, like your AJs and your Tysons, but by the time they're 12, 15 and 0, they've just fought ham sandwiches. They've not fought caliber. Absolutely. And I get it, to a certain degree, you've got to build them up. And this, AJ came for the Olympics. He was a legit guy anyway. And he's got to build his way up. And these guys are lower than him in level. But I think it's by the time he got to 12, 13 and 0, and then it started to get more difficult. And you could see that he was still sort of green. But I think you get that a lot. The one person that I do follow, or two people, is Lyndon Van Arfoff, because I went to the same primary school as him and the same high school, and his cousin Zelfa, because they're from literally where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And the fights that I see them fight, that's the first time in a long time I've not seen anyone fight ham sandwiches. They fought legit guys all the way up and built themselves up. And that's one thing that makes me want to watch boxing. It's just majority of it is very, very toxic.
There's a question in Facebook here, Chris, from Wayne Cape. Yeah, Wayne Cape Face Bailey, because it's a direct one for you, Jay.
I'll prop it in there for you.
Will we see super fights or a champion back at Empire like there was at Grapple Nation? There you go. Lovely direct question there.
So this is the godfather to my little boy, Dexter Wayne. So I'm not surprised that he's commented because he shared some of the stuff yesterday. So thanks for the question, Wayne. These are things that he constantly always asks me. And it's not a bad thing. It's just So back in the day, when I did Grapple Nation with a former business partner and before I created Empire, I had super fights. So just highlight fights between top caliber guys. I think Stakes on one of them back then, just coincidence of who you know. And then June 2015, so 6 years ago, I had a middleweight tournament and a heavyweight tournament. Daniel Strauss, known as the Raspberry Ape that now commentates on Cage Warriors, he was the heavyweight champion. And then the middleweight champ title actually turned out just one fight because two ended up getting ill a couple of days before. It was between Jason Tan, who was in the UFC, who's a part of MMA Academy and SBG in Liverpool. And then he faced Ross Nichols, who's one of the best black belts the UK has ever seen. And Ross became the middleweight champion. And the belt is, try and get it up.
There you go.
It's that belt there. So it's just I meant to have three champions, then everything changed. So that's always been there. So yeah, I'm possibly looking to get it. It's just kind of making it the right, like, promoter money comes into it. The belts are not cheap, so you've got to try and make sure either the tournament or the fight makes sense. So yeah, Wayne, maybe one day you'll get to put a belt around someone. I've let him do it at UKFC, so maybe he just wants to do it at Empire now.
Chris, also Lewis Young there. I know you can see it, your end. We've got a question from Lewis Young from Air in Scotland.
Where we at? Ah, right, okay. I see it.
Yeah. Jake, would you do a show in Scotland? There you go.
I wish I'd sent you something now to put up.
Easy done, mate. You can still send me something and I can whack it in.
Give me one set then. Yes, the answer to the question is, yes, I am thinking about doing an event in Scotland, and it was all sort of in the pipeline pre-COVID. So let me see if I can at least prove it. One second. Sorry, guys. I feel like I'm being rude by multitasking.
No, not at all.
I have to multitask on this anyway.
It all ties in with his question, Jake.
So let me just... I've got the poster. The poster is ready. It wasn't... They didn't have any date or anything. It was sort of... We were looking at things. So I'll quickly send it to you now, Stu.
I'll pass it round.
I'll do that one, the square one, because I know you wanted square ones before. So that's just sent to you, Stu. So yeah, the answer is yes. I was going to do the Scottish Championships at some point. It's just trying to find the right time and place. It'll sort of maybe either be just over the border of Scotland or northeast to start with, and then we'll build from there. So yeah, the aim is to do it. Pre-COVID, I just done Wales, which is obviously a big thing for me. I just started doing Leeds. Leeds is a massive sort of proposition for where Empire has grown a lot and give me the confidence to do Wales and then move into Scotland. I'm in talks to do Ireland early next year, which was getting sort of pre-COVID. I've got friends that have just moved to Australia that want to do an event over there for me. So hopefully I'll be able to go over for that. So yeah, that's the...
Give me a second.
I don't know how it's set up, but that's at least that answers your answer, Lewis, your question.
There you go, Lewis. There you go. Back in your home country there. Jake is going far and wide. It'll be Europe next. I guarantee it.
We'll have to answer some Brett comments. You'll enjoy this, Jake, because he's speaking about another Jake. You might be really interested in putting him on your show.
Update on the Jake Paul fight. Guys, the main event will likely get underway at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning in the UK. No broadcaster has yet to pick up the rights for the fight yet. Showtime will air in the US. It's not necessarily a bad thing that no one's picked up in the UK, in my opinion. But yeah, the Pauls, Jake, your thoughts?
I have respect for anyone that gets in there. I have respect to anyone that plays the game, because if you can sell, even if you're the worst fighter in the world, if you can sell, that's a massive, massive push toward promoters, and they are promoting themselves. I would be surprised if that's not on either Sky or DAZN. I'm more of a fan of the DAZN setup right now because it's easier, more accessible. And like I say, I'm a massive fan of Eddie Hearn. I'm a massive fan of the Hearns and Matt Crew, full stop. That's something that I would want to sort of channel what I do into someday. I just think the fact that Barry gave Eddie the reins and he's made it even better. The fact that Barry never did anything wrong anyway, the fact that he basically monopolised darts, he monopolised snooker, he monopolised the pool and boxing, that's a good thing to follow. And anything that, when he speaks, I listen to Eddie, even though sometimes it is very, you've got to take it with a pinch of salt. I do listen. But with the Pauls, yeah, I've got respect to them to a certain degree, but yeah, they always seem to shout and go for the people that are either near enough retired, MMA, not boxing. Like, I would love to see them do what Mayweather never did, maybe go to the MMA side, and I'm not saying fight the big names, just do what CM Punk did. He went in there, he lost, who cares? When Cult of Personality came on,
He only lost one fight, though. He only lost one fight, really, now.
The turnaround. Yeah, he lost both of them.
I'm just being nice.
To hear colour personality, that was massive for me. That's what I came out to in my last fight, because I was a massive punk mark back then. And I even said to the guys that promoted it, if cool personality doesn't come on when you shout, when you enter my name, I'm not walking out. That's the only reason I'm here.
Diva.
So that was it. I think came on the fight. So yeah, I've got the respect for the Pauls. Just is the fight? Is he talking about Woodley? Is that the fight?
Yeah.
Jake. I hope Woodley knocks him out, because I'm a massive Tyrone.
I am exactly the same. No disrespect, Brett. We get on. We just have differences when it comes to the Pauls.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate here, just because I can, and I think Jake Paul beats Tyron Woodley, because I think Tyron Woodley is at a part an impasse in his career now. He's getting a lot of money for this fight, which he would have not done, let's say, in the UFC. Gone. Have I gone off?
Both his applause on me.
Oh, I just think Tyron Woodley is at an impasse.
No, Chris,
I'm
losing you.
I just think his chin worries me, and you know what I mean? Against Vicente Luque, who's fighting this weekend as well, by the way, he looked he did catch Luque with a really good right cross over the back of the head, but Luque ate that and destroyed Woodley. And I know Woodley's fought the best of the best before being cut from UFC, so he's got no excuses. He hasn't lost to shit cans per se, has he? He's not been beaten by lesser opponents. He's been beaten by people in the top five in welterweight. But I just think he's at a point now in his career. I think I can't see it. I don't think Jake Paul's going to knock him out like Ben Askren, and I want to forget that out of my mind because it was a farce. But I just think Jake Paul's going to come in a bit harder. And Woodley, he's a banger and he can throw and he's got heavy punches. I just think Jake Paul's been in the game a bit longer. And when it comes to the boxing side of things,
I think if someone's going to get knocked out, I think Woodley, like you say, the glass chin is probably an issue. Only because I'm an MMA fan, I'm going to support the MMA guy no matter what.
I'm with you on that. I just want to play devil's advocate because, I got behind Ben Askren and that's shot myself in the foot with that one. But I knew that was going to be the case anyway. Ben Askren, he was a wrestler, didn't have a striking game, and then he came out of hip surgery 10 months before that fight as well, so it made no sense. I'll crack on with more comments.
Hello all, it's Rambo. Every week we have him on, every week Jake, every week Rambo comments, every week he's a good lad. Hello all, blimey, nice to get away from pro wrestling garbage for a bit. One thing about MMA now is they're doing pro wrestling old school marketing better than modern wrestling. Tony Khan. Pull that comment up again from Rambo. I'll read it again.
Yeah,
please, Chris, should I say? No, it's all right, Jake. Don't worry. Rambo comments every week. Watches every week. Great lad. Hello all. Blimey, nice to get away from pro wrestling garbage for a bit. Well, we don't try to promote pro wrestling on this show.
you guys
comment about pro wrestling. So we have to, there's crossover questions. Anyway, one thing about MMA now is they're doing pro wrestling old school marketing better than modern wrestling. Can't stand Tony Khan. I thought you were trying to get away from wrestling, Rambo, with that. But I can't take anything away from Tony Khan and what he's trying to do. But yeah, that's a story for another day. Yeah, what are your thoughts on Rambo's comment there, Jake, in terms of promoting it?
100%. Anything you can do to promote an organization or a fight should be used. And I think that for a long time, it was kind of like put on a cross up. No, you can't mimic pro wrestling in relation to hype it up like the Conor McGregor effect. You can't do that. It's not good for the game. It's starting to get silly. But fuck it, if you can utilize any sort of angle, as long as you don't go personal is always a bad touch for me. I think it's low. I think it's like if you can talk about each other, and that's the personal that goes, or maybe a last fight or anything like that, or use something to your advantage, then do it, promote it, get people engaged. The fact that when you hear like people say, I'm going to kill you, it's just a bit You're talking about
Conor McGregor, that's there, aren't you?
Too far. But yeah, utilize it. You like the fact that when Strikeforce did the entrance with the big flashing lights and the fireworks and like Pride used to it, that is genius. Utilize it. Vince McMahon, even though he gets a bad rap now, the guy's a genius. Mm-hmm. The guy moved everyone to pay-per-view and then before it's supposed to pay-per-view and then moved everyone to streaming network before everyone was supposed to do it. So follow what works, but don't fix what's not broken. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, MMA was broken. It goes through sort of cycles and builds. Yeah. You had the Liddell Couture, then you had sort of your Ronda Rousey, then your Conor, and then it sort of built up to the generation now where you can sort of market yourself internationally, but only to fight in America, which I think is quite clever.
What's old is new again. I know that's a cliched sentence, we hear it a lot, but it is in terms of how, you know, they promote and they borrow from one another. You know, as you say. Sorry, Chris.
No, it's fine.
Brett Thomas, hi. Chris and Stu. Hello, Brett. Hello.
I'll throw this one out, but you've already answered that question. So just so you know, he's there.
Do we want to plug the Empire Grappling event before we go to break? Let Jake have a little plug for the August and September events. And then...
Yeah, sort of did my best what I could with the pictures, Jake. I'm still learning, so I hope they're okay.
No, cool. So we've got August, which is a return to Leeds in 4 weeks, which I'm really looking forward to. And then we've got September, or the end of September, where we return back to Manchester for the Lancashire Open. Two big markets for us. The level back in all over. They're not just from Yorkshire, they're not just from Lancashire. They travel from all over. The level is quite high, and mm-hmm. the anticipation, especially for Leeds, is quite big, especially because we've got no restrictions as of right now. So yeah, I'm looking forward to both of them. It's nice to be back, even with the stress.
So August the 28th, Saturday, August the 28th, it is Empire Grappling. It is the Yorkshire Summer Open at the John Charles Centre in Leeds. You're going into enemy territory there, Jake.
Is that our message? I don't know.
Into enemy territory on August the 28th for yourself, Irving, from Manchester, the John Charles John Charles Centre, Yorkshire Summer Open on Saturday the 28th of August. And then, yes, Lancashire, the Open in Lancashire, which is Saturday the 25th of September at the Wright Robinson College in Gorton in Manchester. So two big events. Bet you can't wait.
And I've put those honestly, pictures the wrong way around, haven't I?
No, it doesn't matter. It's something that I can't wait for, honestly. It's just nice to be back, nice in the routine of it all.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll be covering this week's UFC main event at the weekend. We'll be covering some of Team GB at the Olympics as well. We've got guys that are going for medals in that as well. And we've also got some stuff with Matchroom at the Fight Camp, Eddie Hearn's Fight Camp at the Matchroom headquarters when we come back after this short break.
Sports Social Podcast Network.